that this is one that I personally like, which means your normal is not your child's normal. When I take the Peace Nutrition Challenge, when Labake and I take the Peace Nutrition Challenge, that's like one of the first lectures we give. Whatever idea you had when you were coming in, throw it out the window. Our recipe books are nothing like you've ever seen them before. We take regular meals and turn them into gold mines. Why? Because we understand the balance of feeding nutrient density, just like I talked about in the previous point. Now, aside from that, you need to also understand that what you think is normal or what you think is supposed to be the right combination does not mean that's not the combination for your child. For example, your child might decide that eating from their plates is not what they want. They want to eat from the floor. Meanwhile, every time, you're always fighting with the child, always trying to make them eat from their plate, and they will fight it, and they will struggle, and they will not receive it. All they want to do is eat from the floor. So what do? Clean a part of the floor, ensure the floor is very clean. If you need to put a table mat, put a table mat. Give them the plate, they will turn it on the floor. Allow them to eat from there. Sit with them there, feed them there, you know, get into their comfort zone. Because when someone is comfortable with something, they are more receptive to that thing. Another is that some children don't want to sit down and finish a full meal, you know, in one sitting. Adapt to that. Encourage them by feeding them smaller quantities more frequently throughout the day. Another example is that some children are not interested in eating a heavy meal. They want something that's light, easy, and quick to finish. But some people are not interested in whole foods where they have like, sweet potato with carrots and all that. What they want is for you to blend the sweet potato with apple, banana, maybe you might throw a little pineapple, and turn it into a smoothie. That's a smoothie. It doesn't have to be a full meal. It can be a smoothie. So again, removing that idea of what you think is normal in your mind is really, really important, because when you do that, it allows you to explore food in a different way, especially with your children. It allows you to see food in a different light. Let me give another example. My son, who was really, really eager about eating food in a particular way, I think it was plantain porridge, if I remember correctly. He loved it. One day, he just decided he wasn't eating it anymore. And I was like, Oga, what does that mean? What's going on? And I realized that, okay, maybe I've been giving it to him too much. So I took a break 1 week and came back. He still refused. And I had to ask myself that, geez, man, I don't have time. You do understand? You know, that feeling of, I don't have time for this. Let me go and look for who will help me. Then I realized the only person that will help me is me. You guys are lucky, because at least you can come to me, I can help you. Me, when I'm dealing with my own, I cannot even go to somebody to help the person. I cannot go to someone to help me. Anyway, bottom line was that I decided to try something different. I had a little bit of apples in my fridge and my other bits of porridge base. He ate it, cleaned the plate, and left. Your normal is not their normal. The moment you figure that out, I know people that have done pap with spaghetti. There are people that have done meat with pap. There are people that have done milk inside spaghetti. You know, just as long as they are getting the nutrients from the meal, right? Don't allow combinations to trick you where you feel like if you don't eat yam porridge, it's not working out. Don't do that to yourself. It does help. So remember, your normal is not their normal.